Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we explore the magic relationship between beer and food. We begin with cooking with a beer. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says you can start with the obvious ones like chili and brats, but it can go much further.
There's actually ways to incorporate beer into actual foods, into actual food stuff.
I bet a lot of people have done beer bread.
Beer bread is fantastic. When you're cooking beer bread, I've seen people take spent grains, which are the grains that come from the brewery that have had all of it extracted out. They've dried those out, ground it up, and incorporated and then breaded itself. And that's very fibrous, so it's a very hearty bread, but it's a really cool way to continue to use the beer-related products after that.
And next time if you make a beer bread, and if you've done it before, instead of using Budweiser or Coors or something like that, try using a Bock or a brown beer, which are all bready anyway.
Right.
It just adds to the breadiness, if you will. It's wonderful.
And I've seen a lot of breads made with dark beers, and I've seen a lot of desserts made with dark beers. So there's some Guinness cake that is just to die for. The other things that you can make with beer, I've seen beer ice cream. So if you take wort, we talked about that a few shows ago. If you take wort, which is basically unfermented beer, it's the liquidized grain, and you add that to an ice cream batch.
And it's very sweet.
No alcohol in content at all, but you can add that into a cream and make an ice cream out of that, and that is fantastic. One of my favorite ice creams, and they don't make it anymore, but they used to make Smoke Jumper Stout ice cream over at the Firehouse, and that was their unfermented stout mixed in with cream to make an ice cream. Maybe we'll have to talk to the guys down at the Pheasant to mix in some beer ice cream at some point.
Bring them some wort and make an ice cream.
Of course, beer breading is a very natural one, and this time of year we start talking about frying up some walleye or other fish. Beer seems to work really, really well. Beer is a complement to anything that is bread-based or has those types of elements to it.
Well, for the breading, the carbonation just makes it lighter. Now, and of course, you can braise meats in beer.
Oh, that's a really good. Braise meats or pressure cooker, both. You can throw a roast in with a really dark beer, and it will start to suck in a lot of those really rich characters into the meat.
We should say, if you're going to cook something a long time, other than maybe chili, don't use a really hoppy beer, because those bitterness will just intensify, like if you braise meat in it.
Exactly. So if you're going to braise meat or do anything with a pressure cooker, stick into the imperial, the stouts or the darker, even the ambers that aren't heavily hopped, that's a really good
Or the
element.
Oktoberfest beers, Bock, things like that.
Perfect. The one you always see on TV is beer can chicken.
Oh, yeah? I've actually never done that. Have you?
I actually have, and it's good. The thing that the beer can chicken does the most of, and it does infuse some of the beer, it keeps the interior of the bird moist. So when you throw it on the grill, it basically beer steams your chicken, and it's really good. I like beer can chicken. I don't know if you maybe do a beer can turkey. Maybe we'll do that for Thanksgiving.
Need a big can of beer.
Yeah, crowler of turkey.
That just occurred to me. That would be awesome.
maybe that'll go on the Facebook pages. We'll do a beer can turkey.
Crowler butt turkey. May have to give that a try. More Beer Untapped after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk beer and food. We covered cooking with beer, but we can't ignore how well beer goes with food. Many experts say beer is far more versatile than wine when it comes to pairing with food. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says it goes beyond the classic beer and pizza.
Of course, beer and pizza and beer and wings are the two.
I mean, burgers.
Beer and burgers. That's your.
You
that's,
can't go wrong.
That's your no-brainer. Beer and about anything grilled, and about anything you can throw on the grill goes good with beer.
A Doppelbock and grilled meats. I'm telling you, there's very little on this planet that's better.
I agree with that.
It's oh my gosh.
I wonder if we've made anybody hungry yet.
And if you're leery of it, just try it. You know, it's no big deal. People do beer and cheese pairings a lot.
And we've talked in kind of the stronger sides, but beer actually has some subtleties too. And you can mix beer with the lighter side of the fare. Wheat beers and Belgian beers often pair well great with salads and some of the earlier courses.
Mm-hmm.
A salad and some of the spiciness of a Belgian beer, the spiciness of a wheat beer, whether it be a cranberry or a light dressing salad, those make really, really good pairings as well.
And with dessert, good luck finding a wine to go with like chocolate cake or something, but you take a big imperial stout and have it with chocolate cake, and it just everything works together.
I have no idea how that works so good, but it just it's just,
well, because there's chocolate notes in the Imperial Stout.
That,
I think
that must, they must just sing together when
they
you do.
They do. It's just, it's amazing.
Now I'm hungry.
There are books available on beer and food pairings. Perhaps the best one, The Brewmaster's Table by Garrett Oliver, and there are a number of books out there on cooking with beer. That is all for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.